HPR, all things considered, member supported Hawaii Public Radio, Dave Lawrence, thrilled to be welcoming back a person who you've been able to enjoy in so many different formats, TV, stand-up tour specials, thing that she did at CNN, and you've got a new face, new tour, stopping at the Hawaii Theater Saturday, 7 p.m., the only show in the islands for Kathy Griffin.
Hi, handsome.
Aloha, welcome back.
Aloha, and thank you for having me. I can't wait. I played the Hawaii Theater 2 years ago, and I have all new material. Nothing and no one is off limits.
And new face, new tour. Now that one, I'm going to let you explain the uniquely titled tour for herself. I know it has to do with three times. There are three different times, three times the charm.
Dave, I've had a little work done. You know, I don't look as fabulous without a little help. And so I had my third facelift, which I know is just ridiculous. And I talk about all the behind the scenes Beverly Hills Hollywood stuff that goes on in the secret world of plastic surgery that I'm not supposed to talk about. Yes, I get political. You guys know me. I'm always in trouble with the president. And I don't even like to call him that, but he's like a fake president who didn't win. Because I mean, talk even about ICE a little bit, and we have a serious moment. And then it's a weird time to be doing stand-up. So I'm trying to do a nice mix, not sounding tone deaf, because I want the audience to know I'm aware of everything that's going on that's painful and tragic, and yet I understand that I'm your laughter break, and that's my job, and I want to give you guys a couple hours to just blow off some steam and laugh at some very inappropriate material.
I don't know how many people have had a facelift to begin with, but I guess it's a little preview of what you'll talk about at the show. What is the scariest moment of getting something like that?
It hurts. The surgery was 5 freaking hours. And, you know, these people that are like, I could have done that in my lunch break are lying. So once again, I'm here to give you the truth. Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate Hawaii on overturning Citizens United. You have a fantastic governor. And I hope all of the Democratic governors across the United States do what your governor Josh did. We'll talk about that. And I'll bet it will get a big round of applause.
You haven't met the gov before, have you?
I haven't met the gov. I've met Brian Schatz. I'm sorry, I should say Senator.
That's right.
And Senator Mazie Hirono. And so you're in really good hands here. Don't get me started, Dave. I promise more celebrity stories live.
History that you had with the CNN, for example, so many people must associate you from that New Year's thing. It's got to be how many years did you do that?
I did it for 10 years.
Wow.
And it started an hour and a half show, and then it ballooned to being 4.5 hours of live TV. And it still pisses me off that I got canned because that Trump photo, which is a photo I'm now proud of as an act of civil disobedience. But the CNN of it was really the lightest part. It was being investigated by the Department of Justice, two agencies within the DOJ, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Secret Service, and how hard they tried to charge me with conspiracy to assassinate the President of the United States. Put me out of work for 7 years. So for me to be back at the Hawaii Theater, every single show I do as if it could be my last show, because who knows? Maybe it could.
You also have this new YouTube show, Talk Your Head Off.
You know, YouTube is new to me, but I've done 60 episodes so far. And you know what's great, Dave? I get in trouble every single episode. I'm a Fox News darling. With my experience with the Trump head picture, I'm the go-to person when other people get minorly canceled. They all call me. It's so funny. And I'm like, that's nothing compared to my cancellation. Mine was 7 years and came directly from the DOJ.
Other people who go through similar things, they look at you as like, man, what an endurance test that's been for her.
Oh, yeah. I've had other comics, very well-known comics, say that I'm comedy public enemy number one. I've been sued 10 times by MAGA people. But I keep the laughs coming in the live show, and I have good stories about the famous and the infamous, and of course, I make fun of myself the most.
That's funny you say that, the famous and the infamous. So I was looking at Kathy's film credits. It's Kathy Griffin, by the way. New face, new tour, Hawaii Theater, Saturday, 7 o'clock. Now, people may not remember this. I went and watched it. It was you in Pulp Fiction. You're a witness after the crash with Bruce Willis and Ving Rhames. You actually helped Ving up. Is that something you...
Let me just stop you right now. I carried that film. All right. There's a little award called the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. And Quentin called me and said, thank you. If it wasn't for your three lines, I never would one put the Palme d'Or. I was dating him at the time. He did this funny thing where in the credits, I was totally unknown at the time. And he wrote Kathy Griffin as herself. Because it made me feel more A-list.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild to be on that set. It was wild to go to the crew party. Everything about that experience was surreal. I worked with Quentin two more times. Once when he directed an episode of ER that he put me in. And once he made a movie called Four Rooms that he put me in. And every time has been a wild experience with him.
And so when you say dating him, were you like boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, we would just like cuddle and he would stay over. Like, I never had sex with him, but like he would stay over and we would go to movies. Like one time we went to the movies at like 10 in the morning. But you're going to love, we went to see When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, whoa, right? Whoa.
Quentin Tarantino wanted to see When Harry Met Sally opening day.
At 10 in the morning, what, to dodge the crowds? Is that why you guys went so early? Or?
That's when we got up.
I told you this before. One time I got to meet you in Boston. You were doing one of those clubs that's out of the city, had a lot of those kind of like wise guys, and they brought one to be like your security guard to chaperone you around. Are you doing a gig there? Do you know Bill Blumenreich?
Of course I do. Now, the last time I played Boston, I played Symphony Hall, which was an honor. And
huge.
I played there a couple of times. And I know Bill Blumenreich very well. You know, I'll be back at the Wilbur. All the comics go there.
He's a huge dude. He used to run the Comedy Connection, which is a famous place down in Faneuil Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Bill.
Okay.
If you could tell him that the late, great Mark Perenno's producer, Dave, out in Honolulu, says hello. We had a lot of fun times with that cat.
I promised to tell him that. He's a great guy. He and I have had many dinners.
I bet you have. And the serious nature of all this stuff, you kind of alluded to it, but it's like, and because you've been personally targeted, maybe, as people could think of it as, when you talk about the current situation.
Targeted. I was on the no-fly list.
Right.
And list and the ISIS terror watch list. I couldn't go anywhere.
But besides the fact that it so personally hit you, does it scare you at all this time? I mean, because you can make light of it so well to try to make people feel a little lighter. Does it ever really scare you, the current situation in this country or the world?
It terrifies me. It doesn't scare me personally because I'm not afraid of Donald, but the situation that we are in that people aren't paying attention to is what scares me the most, because I feel like we're kind of living in three Americas now. There's those of us that are extremely engaged and being as active as possible. There's those folks that are MAGA, and they really, in my opinion, have a cult-like belief in all things Trump and Trumpism. And then there's a third of America that has their head in the sand, and they kind of scare me the most. And so that's who I'm working on. I'm working on the person that thinks, oh, both parties are the same, or Trump was the same as Kamala, and I just don't get into politics. I'm trying to convince them, no, it's at your door, and it's the price of gas, and it's your neighbor getting abducted by ICE, perhaps murdered, a war with Iran of all places. The Epstein files are real, and real crimes were committed. So, you know, those things have never happened in my lifetime. I'm not saying in the history, but like, we've never been in this place. So yes, I am honored to be able to give people a much needed laughter break, but I also do acknowledge these issues because I don't know who in my audience has been hassled by ICE or worse. I don't know if the person next to them has been marching on the front lines and doing everything they can. So I love when my live shows have a feeling of resistance in real life, because I don't think the resistance is going to happen online. The social media app owners are all too much in bed with Trump. But I think when I do a show, I actually encourage everybody to exchange numbers and say, you know, meet up with each other. Make sure you know where your neighbors are coming from, because stuff's going down and it's getting real.
Kathy Griffin, bringing folks together. What a unique marriage of activism and comedy and your spirit. It's just incredible to...
It is a feeling of relationship. There's one thing that I'm not afraid of about tech is you can't replicate the live comedy relationship with a real live audience and a real live human.
It's very spontaneous.
Yeah, very improvisational, right. Which is how I like it. No show's the same.
Well, it's new face, new tour, and Kathy Griffin coming to the Hawaii Theater tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m. Show and ticket info at kathygriffin.net. Stay safe, and thank you for doing this. I hope you had fun today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Dave. All right, I'll see you guys at the Hawaii Theater.
Be safe. Aloha.
Aloha.